Hi, I'm Kelly McGillis, and I'm here to talk to you about rape. Ladies, look to your left. Now look to your right. Statistics indicate that both of those men will rape you.
I'm not gonna rape you.
I might.
Everyone's talking about feminism. People are getting together and they're addressing discrimination. Transgender activists, people speaking out about sexual assault.
What I hate about it is that none of it's about us. None of these movements are about us. What is our movement? You know what I mean?
In some ways, it kind of feels like we're a minority all of a sudden.
Do you know what I think it is? Is when I see men in general, and this is a stereotype, I see a potential for aggressiveness. Mm-hmm. When I see women, I don't assign the same level of physical aggressiveness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when a man says something, it can be awkward because I might feel like there's a fear there.
Right.
When a woman says it, although I do see this as duplicitous, I don't see the same threat.
I think women actually don't want equal treatment. They couldn't handle it if they got it. What a lot of women are actually asking for, and you can look aghast at this, is special treatment.
Are you saying that there are as many cases of women being violent towards men in a relationship as there are men?
Yes, it's long been known. It's true across the developed world, and it's true in this country. It's known from crime surveys that men suffer violence at the same sort of levels and at the same severity as women. And yet the support for men, for male victims of domestic violence, is virtually zero. And again, it's another driver of the high male suicide rate.
Is that equal treatment or is that special treatment? I think what women need to realise is that you have to toughen up. We can't ask for equal pay. You have to be paid on performance.
You realise that virtually everything that comes out of radical feminists, you know, they are either conspiracy theories, fantasies, lies, delusions or myths.
We need to kill all men. I am sick of being a baby factory that produces more men that will just, in the future, subjugate me. So the only answer to that is to kill male babies and just kill any man that you see, like in the street. We want the species to go on, but we want it only to go on with women in it.
Why is it we have this enormously powerful feminist movement and virtually nothing for men? Originally, it was capitalism was the big enemy in the 60s and 70s, and it was the radical feminists in America. They moved the goalposts. They said, no, it's no longer capitalism, it's the enemy. The enemy is patriarchy, all men. And they were desperate for funding, and they needed a just cause. It's an enormous industry. I mean, violence against women, they get something like was $1 billion and over a year. And an awful lot of that goes on really supposedly rehabilitating men, but essentially punishing them.
Every society that survived based on its ability to train its sons to be disposable. Disposable in war as warriors, disposable in work as firefighters, as workers on oil rigs and so on, coal miners, and indirectly therefore disposable as dads.
What would you rather be doing? Drilling to the center of the earth, shaking hands with the devil? Every time there's a rumble in the ground, you wait for the whole thing to collapse down on top of you. Would you rather be up in the sunshine, running around with a couple of toddlers that you can send to bed anytime you want, or some sort of trumped up charges? But these mothers are bending over at the waist, putting DVDs into DVD players. I don't know how they do it.
One thing we can't do is say that hierarchical organization is a consequence of the capitalist patriarchy. It's like, that's patently absurd.
All playing hide and go seek, you're living the dream! No time card, no taxes, you're off the grid!
They've been taught stupidity, and how they feel is all that matters.
The philosophy presumes that group identity is paramount. That's the fundamental philosophy that drove the Soviet Union and Maoist China. And it's the fundamental philosophy of the left-wing activists. It's identity politics. It doesn't matter who you are as an individual, it matters who you are in terms of your group identity.
Income inequality is the stupidest issue. Income inequality means nothing, right? I mean, I have a lot of income inequality with Bill Gates, but I'm doing pretty well, and I don't care that Bill Gates is doing really well. The only thing we should all care about is that there are poor people. We should figure out how poor people can do better, not how to make Bill Gates less rich.
There's this idea that hierarchical structures are a sociological construct of the Western patriarchy. And that is so untrue that it's almost unbelievable.
Evidently, you know, just some people didn't get it. It's not okay to slam your wife's head into the cupboard drawers. So at the end of the hour, they come to the logical conclusion. They're like, there is no reason to hit a woman. There is no reason to hit a woman. And I was just like, really? I could give you like 17 right off the top of my head. Dude, there's plenty of reasons to hit a woman. You just don't do it. Really? No reason? How about this? You marry a girl, you fall in love, you buy her a house. You go to work every day, paying off the house. You come home one day, she's banging the next door neighbor, hands you divorce papers. You gotta move out, sleep on a futon, and still pay for that house that she's gonna stay in. No reason. How come you can't ask questions? You can only ask questions about what the guy did. You can never ask about the woman. Why is that?
What about me?
We can do anything. Now that we're men, we are invincible.
There's this idea that hierarchical structures are a sociological construct of the Western patriarchy, and that is so untrue that it's almost unbelievable.
What a lot of women are actually asking for, and you can look aghast at this, is special treatment.
The philosophy presumes that group identity is paramount. That's the fundamental philosophy that drove the Soviet Union and Maoist China.